Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Wealthy Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
thank you for joining us for Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. We are just past the 9:03 mark, where 25 years ago today, hijackers deliberately crashed United Airlines Flight 175 into floors 77 through 85 of the South Tower in New York City. So again, just a day to remember and honor and to continue to pray for those folks who not only lost their lives, but for the family members of those folks as well. That's the part that always gets me is, you went to bed at night, you got up to do your thing the next morning, and how so many people's lives changed in such an instant, and how somebody lost someone they loved.
I think a lot of people also forget that it wasn't just adults.
That's right.
There was a child care center.
Yes. Yeah.
The
whole
thing. On the bottom floor.
Yeah. Don't get me going again.
I know.
We don't want to let it go. We do have another guest with us. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is with us today. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great today. It's a beautiful day, sun shining, perfect temperature. So we're off to a good start for the weekend.
We absolutely are. Talk about your memories from 25 years ago today on 9/11. Do you remember where you were and what you were doing?
Absolutely, I do. It's something I'll never forget. It was a very scary time, I think, for our nation. I worked at the Frankfort Police Department at that time. We had a TV and dispatch, and we were all standing around the TV in the dispatch area trying to figure out what was going to happen next. You know, nobody, I don't think, really knew what to expect. My daughter was in her freshman year at University of Indianapolis and had just been there for a few weeks. And, of course, you kept hearing things at that time, well, maybe they're going to hit Chicago, maybe they're going to hit Indianapolis. I was kind of in a panic mode at that time. I didn't know, do I go get her, do I stay here, you know, what do we do? We just didn't know. So it was a very scary, scary time for all of us, and not knowing what was going to happen next.
Well, and with Grissom Air Force Base not that far away, that was another point of possible interest.
Absolutely, you know, and so it's just a day I'll never forget it. I did want you to know that I just left the fairgrounds. The walk started with our Frankfort Fire Department to honor those and to remember those from, you know, 9/11. There were several people there. We had police officers, firefighters, you know, people just in the community. And I think it's a great thing that our fire department puts together every year to remember 9/11. So they were going to start at the fairgrounds. They're still out walking right now. They were going to go up to the south side of the square where the Veterans Memorial Park is up there and the flags. They'll go on down to Station 2. They'll come back up Jackson Street, and they'll end up at fire headquarters. And as I was coming back up here, I noticed they do have the flag flying across Clay Street there in front of fire headquarters. So I'd love to see our community come together to remember this. And like I said, we will never forget it, and it changed our lives forever.
No, I agree. We have some other things on the subject list to talk about today as well. We know, obviously, with 9/11, that does take to our hearts. But there are some other things. We're happy to have you, and we always appreciate the things and your openness to talk to us. Let's talk about some of the things we're seeing here in Clinton County. We continue to see economic growth. You know, Shan yesterday was talking about how low our unemployment rate is here in Clinton County. So what are you seeing right now? What projects or developments maybe could be on the horizon? Or what are you seeing that you're kind of excited about at this point?
You know, absolutely. We are still looking at, we're hoping to at some point bring a company in that works with economic development to work alongside the chamber, the city, the county, whatever we need to do to encourage economic development in our community. I think sometimes it's forgotten that a lot of the industrial park has made expansions over probably the past 5 years, several million dollars worth of expansions. And when they do that, that's economic development. It's not, you know, maybe a new plant or a new factory, but they're growing. We have one of the biggest, and I believe the biggest Frito-Lay plant.
Yeah, I believe one in the country.
Yes, yes. So we have a lot of things that are going on. Downtown, we're getting a new salon, Fiddle and Steel. I'm so excited for that. You know, recently we got a new restaurant downtown, and we already have a great downtown area. We have boutiques, we have restaurants, different businesses, we have appliance stores. I mean, we are growing. We do have economic grows. It's just sometimes I think we overlook it. We're here every day and we just don't realize it. But I've had a lot of people tell me this past summer, because when you're out and around, you hear from others and they're like, well, we're back to Frederick for the first time in 5 years or 10 years. And they're like, things are so nice here. We see growth here. We see the great things happening in Frederick. And that always makes me feel really good, because sometimes you just get bogged down with the people saying nothing's happening, you know, but there are a lot of things going on in Frankfurt.
Well, I know we have the housing developments that are going on. Can you give us an update on how all of that's going?
Yes, absolutely. They're getting ready for phase two in Meadowbrook. Also, I drive through the different parks, the developments all the time. So the other day I noticed it looks like the building trades house out in Meadowbrook now is starting. So we're excited about that. There's other homes being built out there. Like I said, they're starting on phase two. The Rissy Edition, they're moving forward on it out on Sunrise. That's going to be a National Homes Edition. And also we have a local contractor that is also building a home out there. Riley School is almost full. There's a few more lots available, I believe. Habitat, we had another ribbon cutting a week or so ago. There's a lot of things happening in Frankfurt and a lot of new homes.
If you could have property to build another housing addition or area, where would you want that to be in our community right now? If you could have a magic wand and you owned all the property, where would you put houses right now?
You know, I really would like to see some homes go west, mm-hmm. because, you know, we have a lot of development, you know, more in just the town area here. Also, east of Frankfurt, up that way, there's a, you know, there's land out there, and I know there's developments that people are interested in starting, and I think that's another area. I think we could go either way. You know, we have both areas that we need to be looking at.
Most definitely, and I do agree, especially west, with all the industrial park and everything out there. How great would it be to have housing out that way to make it a little easier for those people to go home?
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe what we could do is have these new homes out here and people would come here and live in Frankfurt rather than they're having to commute, you know, to come to work here. So that sure. would be my goal, is to get people living right here in Frankfurt, also working here, you know, being a part of our community. And I just think that would be the ideal situation.
The new fire station, I know Matt's getting extremely excited every time we talk about him. He's like a little kid in a candy store. How is the progression on that? I know you're just as involved with as he is of going out and checking on it and seeing how things are going. So how is the progression on that? Are they still pretty much on schedule?
Things are going really well. There is going to be a little bit more of a delay. I know at one point we were hoping September, but now it's looking more towards November, maybe the end of November, before it's going to be completed. But as we all know with construction, there's delays, there's things that happen. And so the last I heard is probably going to be more towards the end of November. But we're excited about that. It's going to be a beautiful facility. It's going to be a training facility as well. And it's going to be great to have the coverage out in that area. We're going to be so close to the industrial park, the interstate. You know, that's going to be a need even more so as we see economic development out in that area.
Well, and with the annexation and going clear out to 65, it's a must.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is.
I know there's a couple of volunteer departments out that way that are kind of happy to see this, too, because it's going to take some pressure off of them.
Exactly. And, you know, we're thankful for our volunteers, because that's important that you have those departments. But there is a delay. You know, like at our fire department, they get the call, they can leave right then. Most people have to leave their home, you know, go there or maybe go to the station if they're volunteers. And so we're thankful for them and all that they do. But there is some advantage to having, you know, a fire station right out there in that area.
Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line this morning. And I'm curious, I know that you have an opportunity to talk to other local mayors that are kind of close to us here. What are some of the concerns that when you get together, you're all like, oh, yeah, we got that, too? What are some of the things that each of you are kind of dealing with that is a concern right now?
You know, I think a lot of it is, like we mentioned before, economic growth. You know, a mayor is always concerned about, you know, economic growth and how we're moving forward and what we can do best for our community. You know, another thing that I always find, it's kind of makes me feel a little bit better, but is how people react to change or how things are changing in their community. You're always going to have the people that are going to like it. You're going to have the ones that aren't going to like it. And I always thought I was the only one, you know. But then when you get together with them, it's that way in all communities. It's really hard to come up with that balance, you know, what some people like, what some don't, you know, what they think is maybe wrong spending, and somebody is just like, no, we definitely need to do that. So it's that constant, you know, battle that you fight trying to get that good medium balance so that everybody is happy, or try to make them happy.
All right. We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Hey, real good, girl. Judy, you're doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank you, Carl.
What I would like to see, Judy, is I feel like the backbone of our town comes from the street department. Taking care of all these streets, getting all this trash, the snow removal, the recycles, everything they have to do. And I would like to see, even if you have to raise our property taxes, I'd like to see them get the same raise as the police department and the fire department gets, because they work so, so hard, Judy, so hard.
They do. They absolutely do. I think, if I remember correctly from Brian the other day, they're finishing up, and I believe they've hit every alley in the city of Frankfort.
Yes.
You know, redoing the alleys. That's another thing. That's huge. And then they did it, and then we got all those rains, and then they had to go back and do some repairs after the rain, you know, washed away areas. And like you said, the streets and the garbage and yes, the trash pickup. There's
so
much.
So you raise the taxes in Frankfort to pay them some more money. How about that? Can you do that?
Okay. Hey, you know,
I don't know how popular that would be, Carl.
Yeah. I will tell you this, Carl, and probably most people don't realize it, but the money that you pay every month, you know, on your utility bill, but it's for the trash pickup,
yes,
that fund goes in, and that department is self-funded. It's all funded off of that. We pay the wages, we pay, you know, anything that's in their budget, all that. It is a self-funded fund. And I don't think a lot of people realize it's not property tax at all. It's all from what that user fee that you pay.
And that's rare.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Hey, Judy, you have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to give you permission to take Monday off, too. You take a 3-day weekend, okay? And you girls do the same thing.
Great idea, Carl. Great idea.
Yeah, hopefully Russ is listening to that, because we won't be able
to. Okay, well, you have a good weekend too, Carl.
Oh, we always appreciate Carl calling in. 659-3338 if you have questions or comments for the mayor today. And you know, as we talk about taxes and planning, let's talk about the budget a little bit. You know, it's been a couple of interesting years here, especially with some of the changes that have been made down at the state. So how is the budget looking as I hate to say it, we're starting to get closer to 2027. I can't believe the holidays are just a few months away.
Oh, I know. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes.
But we have to have our budget submitted to the state by the November 9th. We actually have to have it adopted by November 2nd. So we're getting, you know, really tight on a deadline right now. We still need to meet with the department heads, you know, the council, because the council is the one that sets the budget. So we have to meet with them. They have to decide, and it is it's an ordinance, so we have to have two hearings on that. So the first one we go and we have the public hearing, the second one we come back and we actually formally adopt the budget. Things are tight, I'm not going to deny that. Things are really tight for us, and it does not look very favorable for the years to come, you know, with these changes, unless they do more reform to the property taxes and the income tax and that type thing.
Where are seeing places that you might have to cut the budget?
You know, I always say if we have to cut, the thing that I would look at first would be capital. You know, maybe equipment. Could we, you know, get by on the equipment that we have another year? Could we maybe hold up on, you know, maybe a new facility or something? Not that we have one planned right now, but it would be things like that that you look at. I always think that, you know, your employees and those type of necessary things, you don't want to cut those. You do not want to have to make that choice. That's not good. We can't provide the services. So So we just want to make sure that we can make cuts in other areas. But I would always start out looking at probably capital first.
Yeah, I get that. Just being able to maybe stretch the life of something out or spread it out. Like, you know, if you're well, let's just use the police department just because it's easy, not because it's happening, but because it's an easy look. You know, 10 cars, maybe 10 cars were planned on being the ones to be replaced in the next year or next 2 years, whatever, because I know you have to plan all that out, and taking that down to maybe 7 or, you know, that. I mean, that's just an easy way to explain it. As that's what you mean by spreading the capital out, the lifespan of it.
Yeah, so you know, you have to weigh out what's it going to cost if you keep that with the repairs, you know, what's that cost versus if we get a new piece of equipment, you know, with warranties, guarantees, that type thing. But you just don't know. Sometimes it's kind of a gamble when you do that. You know, you don't know that a piece of equipment, I know we had something at the street department this year that broke down, but it was like from, I think he said a 1980 something backhoe that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's probably the life of it. Do you know what I mean? It's just like you get to the point where you can't even get parts anymore. So you have to look at.
Yeah, the older I get, Judy, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling that in the morning.
Yes,
this 1969 model's getting a little rusty right here.
Well, I know the other side of it too is that you have to look at, or you can't. It's not necessarily a cut. It may be just reallocation. You know, you look at your budgets maybe 2 or 3 years back and you say, well, we really didn't need that fund or that much in that particular area in line item. And you maybe you can reallocate it to one that was pushing the boundaries. And just reallocation of funds,
let's
too.
Let's flip that a little bit. We've asked you places where you might consider cutting. What is some place that you wish that you had a little more money that you could put to work right now?
You know, I'm a big fan of our employees and all that they do for our community and the services they provide. So I always want to be able to provide them with, you know, the salaries that they deserve, the benefits that they deserve. That's what I always want to do for them because they, like Carl just said, these employees work really hard. They provide great services for our community. So, you know, if somebody would just give me money that I didn't know what to do with, I would probably do that. I would probably next then look at our parks department. It's another thing that, you know, we just keep making it work, you know, every year after year because playground equipment is so expensive or anything that we do. And everybody wants that, and I understand that. But I was thinking down on 3rd Street with the playground equipment we put in last year and 2 more small pieces this year, that's $100,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about it last night. They'll be taking the wreath and placing it, I assume, very soon to start getting the Christmas lights out. Don't they take the wreath out first and put it up? And that's kind of the start of the season. How soon before the lights start going up?
Well, they said probably within the next week or so they're going to start getting them out. They start sorting through them. They see, you know, what maybe is working, what's not working. You know, they told me they had a couple of displays that may have to be sent off, you know, because they're not working properly. So they're starting real soon to get into the barn out there and start sorting and what do we need to do, what lights do we need to replace. We were talking the other day, we're going to have to get candy canes. You know, there's all sorts of things we have to think about. So it'll be in the next week or so.
Well, I have to tell you, I just did not realize how big of a draw it was for our community to have the lights out at the park. But when I was Mrs. Claus for a night volunteering out there, I just started asking people as they were going through where you were from. Several people were visiting out of state and they were visiting loved ones here, but they all made it a point to come to the park. There were a lot of people coming from Lafayette. There were a few people from Indianapolis, Carmel. And so I was really just shocked how many people from out of our community the lights draw in.
Oh, it does. It does. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but like if you're in Lafayette or, you know, maybe you're talking to the nurse at the doctor's office or whatever, and when you say you're from Frankfurt, they're like, oh, yeah, you have that great Christmas display.
Oh, yeah.
We come over there and see it. I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, the really cool part of it, at one time we were on the top 10 list of the state, and I think now we're in the top 5 list of the state, but we're on the national list. So I think that's so cool, and It's all, you know, you have your volunteers that run the Santa house and greet people and pass out candy canes and everything, but it's so much run on donation.
Yes, it is. And we try to, you know, pay the light bill that way, if we need new displays, if we need repairs, that's how we buy our candy canes. So we can pretty much function out there on the donations alone.
Well, Mayor, I know our time is getting short with you. Is there anything else that you would like to add while we've got you on here today?
I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow at 10 o'clock, the new basketball courts at TPA Park, we're going to have a ribbon cutting. The Crawford family fence basketball courts, along with NHK, was a sponsor. And there were several sponsors. We had an individual, and we had Brett Pitzer, NHK. I'm trying to think of all of them. There's a whole list of them, but we're going to honor them as well and thank them for their sponsorship. And those basketball courts are getting a workout right now. A lot of people are using them. So try to come out and see those tomorrow. Also this evening, also our fire department is sponsoring a concert at Prairie Creek Park starting at 5 o'clock until 10 o'clock. And this also is honor of 9/11.
Absolutely. It's featuring music by Penthouse Suite and Crowd Therapy. Again, that is from 5 o'clock until 10 tonight, and that's on the stage there at Prairie Creek Park. So 5 o'clock until 10. Mayor, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time and your willingness to come and share. And so we appreciate it, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend as well.
Thank you. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, real quickly here, we want to remind everybody we do have football action tonight. A big game. It's the Bacon Bowl tonight on HoosierlandTV.com. Carroll at Delphi. And so the guys will be there tonight broadcasting live. Thanks to our folks at Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Welty Exteriors, Encompass Federal Credit Union, Fire Pizza, Homestead Resources, Frankfurt Moose Lodge No. 7, Winsky Brothers, Frankfurt Pizza King, First Bank Midwest, and Tier 1 Meat Company. Tonight, the Bacon Bowl on HoosierlandTV.com. Also tomorrow, this is today actually, 7:30 tonight, the art studio Michael Kelsey will be performing acoustic rock. You can enjoy that tonight beginning at 7:30. Also tomorrow, this is today as well, Cindy, get your brain functioning, the Jazz Torino. That's part of the Summer Outdoor Concert Series with our friends at Wesley Manor. That's at 2 o'clock today at the Event Center Pavilion, so you can enjoy that today. The Jesus Tent Revival, I saw the tents are up. That's happening at Christian Life Church across from Walmart. It's today through Sunday, 7 p.m. nightly there on Wabash Street. Today is also Free Ride Day. Eat, Play, Jam at Indiana Beach from 5 o'clock until 11, Free Ride Friday night. Tomorrow, First Bank Midwest is having their Sheridan Financial Center Shred Day. That's from 9 o'clock until 11. Cutler Volunteer Fire Department is having a biscuits and gravy breakfast tomorrow, along with scrambled eggs, sausage patties, coffee, milk, and juice, all for a free will donation. Don't forget as well that the Touch a Truck, Touch a Plane is happening at the Flora Airport fly-in tomorrow. That begins at 10 o'clock and runs until 2. Free admission, free glider airplanes for the first 50 kids. You'll have a chance to watch planes land and take off, and you'll have a chance to get up close to airplanes as well. Ice cream and sandwiches provided by Rosie's Creamery. Easy to get to, by the way. It's just off State Road 18, a half a mile south of County Road 150 West. But if you get on 18 there, you will see it back to the south. So that is happening tomorrow as well. Depot Day is happening tomorrow from 9 o'clock until 5. This is at the Flora area there. And they are having all kinds of things go on. Exhibits, a cruise-in, cornhole tournament, silent auction, 50-50 raffle. The beer tent will be at the depot as well. That's from 12 o'clock until 3. They'll have music. So tomorrow is Flora Depot Day. As Mayor Sheets just alluded to, the basketball court ribbon cutting is tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Don't forget that if you have small kids in your family, kids or grandchildren, that there is the free car seat inspection. That's happening tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 2.
You need with to call today and register.
Carroll County Health Department. You do have to register, but she did say if you showed up, they would try and work you in as well. But you might give them the courtesy of definitely trying to register for that. And you can do that by calling 765-564-3420. Also, tomorrow is Hops and Drops at Indiana Beach. You might want to get your tickets for that as well. This is a 21 and over event, but very fun. I had friends that went last year, said it was great. Also, tomorrow is the 9th Annual 180 Benefit Car Show. All makes and models, 11 o'clock until 2, 508 West Green Street. They do a great show there. That's tomorrow as well. The Rushville Lions Club is having their golf outing tomorrow. Wabash and Erie Canal is having their Canal and Delphi Bayou Day, so you can check that out. Also, great Halloween costume giveaway is happening at Trinity Hope Center. That's at 3:30 tomorrow. I have a feeling those will go quickly because it is a free giveaway of Halloween costumes, decorations, and makeup while supplies last. 806 North Columbia Street in Frankfort for that. Tomorrow is the annual Big Dim Barbecue, 4:30 until 7. That's at the Mulberry Park Shelter House. Tomorrow night, Camp Collins Prairie Grass Observatory is having an open house. That begins at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, so I hope that the weather is nice and clear for them tomorrow evening. Is it going to be, Mel?
It's looking pretty decent.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Then Sunday, there's a free microchip clinic sponsored by the Humane Society of Clinton County out at the fairgrounds. However, there are some requirements. You might want to check with the Humane Society. Proof of current rabies vaccination is required. All dogs must be on a leash at all times, and they are asking that you stay in your vehicle, and they will direct you just to keep everyone safe out there with so many dogs heading that way. Then Melissa will be taking care of this on Sunday. She will be attending.
Yeah, we're having a dedication. Let me have yours because I put mine in my office.
Okay.
We're having a dedication. We are honoring the patriot Robert Wright at Providence Cemetery in Mulberry. This is happening at 2 o'clock. He was a Revolutionary War veteran and is buried there at Providence Park. And there will be a marker dedication. This is a national marker that DAR of Clinton County is presenting, and it is being placed. It's a whole ceremony. If you've not gone to one, I encourage you, especially if you're a history buff, I encourage you to come. But please bring your own chair because it's going to be limited seating. And we expected 75 guests last year, and we ended up with 250. So bring your own chair, please.
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for us. Do you have a road closing there?
Yeah, we have a road closing really quickly here. Frankfort Water Works will have Caterlin Street between Jefferson Street and Green Street closed for the rest of the day. So please avoid the area so that they can get their work done. We appreciate that.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful and safe weekend. Thank you for listening to Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.